Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager. Today we're going to talk about something that hits close to home for many of us. Dad guilt. You know, that nagging feeling that you're not doing enough or that you're somehow failing your kids. It's real, it's common, and it's what we're going to talk about today. Dad guilt matters because it can eat away at us, affecting our confidence and our relationships. It's not just about feeling bad. It can stop us from being the fathers and the partners that we want to be. The guilt often comes from good intentions. We want to be there for every moment, to always make the right decisions, but that's not realistic, and it's not necessarily what our kids need. Understanding and managing dad guilt is crucial. It can help us focus on what truly matters in our relationships with our children, rather than getting caught up in impossible standards. I've felt this guilt plenty of times. Missing a school event because of work, losing my temper over something small, or just feeling like I'm not fun enough or authentic enough or helping them with the right skills. One time I beat myself up for days for forgetting to help with a particular project, but you know what? My kid had already moved on and let me know how much they loved me. It made me realize that I was often harder on myself than my family was on me. So how do we deal with dad guilt? First, recognize it for what it is. Often, guilt is a sign that we care, not that we're failing. Second, be realistic about your expectations. You can't be everywhere or do everything, and your child is going to fall down plenty of times. That's growth for all of us, and that's okay. Third, focus on quality over quantity. It's not about how much time you spend, but about how you spend the time. Being fully present for an hour can mean much more than being physically present, but distracted for the whole day. Fourth, talk about it with your partner, with other dads. You'll often find that you're not alone in these feelings, that they're totally normal, that everyone has different ways of reacting to them, and that we see you and we love you, and it's okay. Lastly, learn from it. Don't dwell on it. Use guilt as a signal to reflect on your priorities, but don't let it paralyze you. So this week, I want you to notice when you feel dad guilt. Don't try to push it away. Instead, ask yourself, is this guilt telling me something useful, or is it just noise? Be real with it, be present with it, and let it go. If it's useful, think about a concrete step you can take to address it. But if it's just noise, really, let it go. At the end of the week, reflect on what you've learned. Did you notice any patterns? Were there moments where you chose not to feel guilty? And how did that feel? Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, feeling dad guilt doesn't make you a bad father. It often means that you're a dad who cares. And I want you to know that plenty of parents feel guilty about not being enough. But you're more than enough. You are everything. You are exactly what your child or your children need. And it's what we do with those feelings that matter. And it's why you're here. We're all growing and you're doing great. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you that the goal isn't to be a perfect dad, but be a present dad. Much love.